This is Sam, reporting live from the Cottage Lane Story of Us Archives. I'm here with Mrs. McBride, our school gifted and talented teacher. Thank you for participating in the project.
Well, thank you for making me do it, Sam.
No problem. I have a question for you. Growing up, have you ever thought you'd be a teacher?
I dreamed about being a teacher. I think at a very, very young age, I used to play teacher with my sister. My brother would never do it, but my sister would. Whether or not I was giving her work or she would give me work. And then we would actually have a desk from a school that we would play with. And I would decorate my grandmother's bulletin board at the nursing home. So it was something I always wanted to do at a young age. But I know I disappointed a lot of people along the way. My father wanted me to be a lawyer. My sister wanted me to be a dentist. And my friends wanted me to be a professional organizer. But my mom always said, do what will make you happy. So I kept with my dream, and I'm very happy being a teacher.
Well, that is really great advice from your mom. I have another question for you. Is there anything that happened in your life that you would want others to know?
I guess, part of what, who made me who I am today, or how I try to be strong and independent and resilient. And I think that's all because my mother died at a very young age, and I was young as well. So I think from having that experience, I can tell students that it might be difficult at times when either you live in a single parent home, that it can be difficult and it can be lonely, but you find yourself and you surround yourself with good people and caring people, and I think they'll help you get through those tough times and they'll always be there for you. So I just want them to know that they could be okay, and you just be strong and carry on.
Being strong is good at those times. And also, one of, a fun question, just to cut it off. What do you like to do for fun in any time, at home, after work, or anything?
My favorite thing to do is people showing up at my house, especially my nieces and nephews, when they come over. And they know where Kiki's candy drawer is or Kiki's snack drawer, and that makes me happy, making them happy and then wanting to be in my house. But I really, for myself, I enjoy exercising and reading, and then also watching my girls play sports, so that's really fun for me. But probably the most fun thing I do, I love to shop, but not for myself. I actually shop for other people's houses, and they give me their credit cards, and I go off and I try and look for a piece of furniture or something fun for their room, whatever they're trying to redecorate. So that's about it.
Wow, that's really nice. Thank you for participating in this special project. We appreciate your hard work here at Cottage Lane.
Thank you, Sam.
You're welcome.